From KUAR News in Little Rock, good morning. I'm Michael Hiplin. Showers and thunderstorms are expected today, continuing through the end of the week. The number of coronavirus cases in Arkansas continues going up, with 107 new cases reported yesterday. The Department of Health website shows the total number of positive cases is now at 6,029. There was also one additional death, with the state total at 117. Unlike several states, Arkansas went ahead with plans for a formal ceremony honoring the nation's dead yesterday. KUAR's David Wallace reports on the event at the Arkansas State Veterans Cemetery in North Little Rock. It was not open to the public, but streamed online.
Freeze it! Hum!
Governor Asa Hutchinson helped lay a wreath in memory of Arkansans who lost their lives in military service. Only a handful of people were allowed to attend, including a Gold Star family, and all appropriately distanced, wearing masks. A World War II-era PT-22 plane from the commemorative Razorback Wing at Little Rock Air Force Base made a pass overhead. The governor said America now faces a different enemy than the ones confronted by the men and women they honored yesterday.
It is a deadly virus that cannot be seen. It silently attacks and kills. Almost 100,000 Americans have lost their lives within 100 days as a result of this new enemy. How do we respond? Well, we respond the same as Americans have responded for more than 200 years, with grit, by calling upon the strength of the American character and the resilience of the American spirit.
Hutchinson noted 2nd District Congressman French Hill also attended, but he did not speak. David Wallace, KUAR News.